Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk uniforms, infused gin, and Donnie Baker calls in. It's all right after this.
You've seen Judge Judy.
You've watched Judge Joe Brown. Well, step aside, bailiff. There's a new judge in town.
You did what?
Well, I didn't have any cash on me, and...
Yeah, and that's my fault, right? Perfect.
No, I just didn't have time to go to the bank, and...
Guilty. Next case.
Guilty? What's the sentence?
Let's see. You held up the people in line for an extra 3 minutes to write a check. I sentenced her to 3 years. Take her to jail.
Jail? Where's it at?
Where's it at? You mean, where is it? You can't end a sentence with a preposition. Wait, bailiff, I've changed my mind about the 3 years. Just shoot her.
You won't want to miss Judge Tommy as he deals out justice.
So let me get this straight. You only serve the sweetener in the pink packets and not the ones in the blue packets? Bailiff?
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
She's looking for a sailor. It's Christy Lee, Seaman First Class. That's Josh.
I gotta admit, of all the branches of the service, maybe the Marines and their dress blues, but the Navy has the best wardrobe.
Oh, it's very smart, right?
Yeah.
They always look so sharp.
The bell bottoms?
I love them.
No, they're out.
And the Navy wool people.
Ask anybody. Bell bottoms are out.
Let's face it, Christy, you would take a serviceman from any of the branches.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much any defense department. In fact, any man of... you like a man in a uniform.
Who doesn't?
And there you go.
You don't like a man in a uniform?
I don't care for that.
No. Okay.
I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but I can understand why they're handsome.
I love uniforms of all kinds.
I know. Well,
I like pulling into a hotel. I like pulling into a hotel and knowing, this gentleman's going to help me with my bags. I don't like going to a restaurant where I'm going, okay, does this guy work here or is he sitting at the next table? I have no idea.
I honestly...
He likes uniforms and name tags.
Mm-hmm.
Love name tags.
It's a wonder we don't have coveralls.
I've never had somebody help me with my bags. Have you?
You've never had a bellman help you with your bags?
I don't think so.
Why?
Do they ask you or do you just say no?
I've had people ask, what? No, I got it.
You ever gone on a ski trip? Ski trip where you've got like 6 bags per person, a big thing of skis?
No.
I'll just make 40 trips.
Oh, I'm not saying that it's not cool or necessary, but I just haven't.
Do you like it when you go up to a place and you go, this guy works here, I can tell?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like that's...
I know when you go to Target, if you wear that red shirt, people are asking you a lot of questions.
I bet if I did put on khaki pants with that, they would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you about the time that I had helped a lady get Christmas lights for 45 minutes at Home Depot.
You didn't have to help her. Don't put it that way.
Or are you wearing an orange apron?
You imposed yourself.
And it's no wonder that you're always like lost because you do crap like this.
She was a sweet lady. She was getting Christmas lights. I was a fan. Well, we have a lot to get to.
You're imposing your views upon this poor woman.
Yeah, you know, like walking into a pet store and telling them they're raising their dogs wrong. You know, I don't
they
understand people.
Help.
Just
they had
yesterday,
no idea.
I helped a lady get some water off the shelf at the grocery.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, and by the way, what are they thinking?
Why can't you shoot back? Get it yourself. Why can't you do that?
Well, because she was getting some bottled water, and it was about 8 feet off the ground. And
believe me, I'm a grocery store climber. I know exactly.
You know where I was?
I climb all the time.
You should get those really cool stilts. God, I love those. You ever strapped any of those on, Chick?
No. Never done the stilts.
Yeah, they're the best.
No.
Take a break. You duck, go out the door, and start pretending you're in a circus, waving at people. Hey, I forgot the pants that cover the bottoms of these.
You are a madman. That's official.
I think you've turned the corner.
Okay. You know what? We need to get you invited to one of those military balls.
I hosted one.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. 2-3 years ago. Oh yeah, it was.
Oh, I bet you were.
Oh, I had a wonderful time.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have to wear a diaper?
No, I didn't wear a diaper.
Couldn't stay seated.
All right.
Slid out of the chair.
Do we have anything going on in the news of any interest to anyone?
Let me look up. I was looking at pictures of military balls.
I'm sorry?
Military balls. Ever see these?
This guy. talk about your dress blues. This guy's got a...
Get your heads out of the gutter.
He got all the wrinkles out of him.
Remember the great joke about Rodney Dangerfield? My wife is very charitable. She handles all the policeman's balls.
A distillery is releasing a new gin. It's caviar-infused.
Boo. Suck.
It might taste great.
No,
you don't know.
Stop it.
Do you not like caviar?
Stop it with the infusion of everything. My God.
The Slingsby Distillery has created the caviar gin. It's described as savory, unique, and deliciously bold.
Hmm.
The gin will be used as an ingredient in several cocktails at a restaurant called The Man Behind the Curtain. They include the martinis, gin and tonics, and... What are semifreddos? Semifreddos? What the hell's that?
How do you spell it?
F-R-E-D-O-S.
Huh. Fredo.
Oh, boy.
What the hell's a semifreddo?
It's half of a Fredo.
Fredo was in The Godfather. That's not a drink.
I saw you. Johnny
O. I'm looking that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Tom Father.
It's a partially frozen Italian dessert.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's right. Come on. It's from Sicily.
It's basic.
Yes. Yes, Tom Father?
A limited number of bottles will be available for $130.
Evelina. That's a crime. I went before the Congressional Select Committee. Fredo, I saw you eating the, what's it called again?
Caviar-infused gin.
Caviar-infused.
Suck.
Or the semi-Fredo.
Just have some wine, if you will. It sounds disgusting.
It doesn't have a name. It's just caviar infused.
I'm not
gin.
Pulling an ace here. I've never had caviar. Everybody
either.
Else?
I don't think I have. I don't think I have either.
It's really salty.
I'd like to try it at some point.
And kind of weird.
Is anything like anchovies? I don't like anchovies.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. You slather it on a cracker with some kind of goop. I don't know.
Then you have to eat the cracker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, speaking of eating the cracker, we have a story about the masturbation festival.
Oh, yeah,
up.
We got that.
So, okay, thank you very much. Now, can you grab that?
Hello,
for me?
Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Biker.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, you mentioned the Angel Skinner's sock feet used to smell like Fritos. You talking about Fritos? But they never vacuum, so she just walk around with like her feet, you know, like a human chest mix or something.
Oh, man.
They got a new caviar-flavored gin now, Christy?
Yes, they do, Donnie.
I didn't think there was a way to make gin taste even worse.
I agree.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's toss some sea monkeys in there and add some bubbles that taste like boogers. And see if people will drink it then. You know, I've ate the worm from the bottom of a bottle of tequila before, but I got no interest in drinking something that smells like WD-40 with live tadpoles in it. Here, and I'm like you, Tom. Yeah, can we stop infusing everything nowadays?
Yay.
They got caviar-infused gin now. They got that garlic-infused olive oil. They even got the lavender-infused panty liners for you chicks who want it smelling like a meadow even when the painters are in Poontown. Swear to God.
The painters are in Poontown.
Well, Dr. Maine's gin tastes terrible on its own.
I agree.
You don't even need to add random weird funguses to make it taste more god-awful.
You don't like a good gin and tonic?
No. The gin tastes like how that actor Gary Busey looks.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
I swear to God, gin tastes like a pine tree air freshener got knocked up by a bottle of Mr. Clean or something.
I'm not agreeing with that.
Well, it's undrinkable if you ask me, Christy. Plus, gin makes you crazy. I got so drunk on gin one time, I ended up taking on a whole table of bikers who called themselves the Pink Puss Boys. I'm not sure if they announced it. Puss or Puss. Well, anyway.
It could have been the Puss Boys.
Yeah.
We was inside of Chili's, Tom, just outside of Winslow, Arizona, like the tape.
Yeah.
And we was fighting over who'd get the last plate of all-you-can-eat riblets.
Uh-huh.
And just before I was about to win, that gin came back up like a Technicolor gusher. And I'm basically Jackson Pollocked all over a biker named Fresnel.
Oh, God. Boy.
I'll never forget. My point is, the only people who drink gin are basically preppy psychopaths, except for Snoop Dogg and one of them movie stars named Ryan. I forget if it's Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling's or Ryan Sea Dogg from a stupid idol show.
That's
my point
Seacrest.
Is, you're ever out on a first date, girl,
yeah,
and your dude's under 75 and orders gin, politely excuse yourself and run. Oh, and one more thing. Hey, Ace, I got a joke of the day for you.
Oh, cool.
Let's hear it.
My Ted Bundy never drank gin.
Why?
Because it made him mean. I swear to God.
That's good. See, he was unbelievably mean.
Yeah.
I don't get it. His ace is returned.
And it's is Ryan Reynolds is the one that has the gin, right?
Aviation gin, yeah.
He's got his own line of gin.
Yes? Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he did a big thing on one like CBS this morning. No. On the, I think it was on the Today Show on Sunday.
Huh. But he doesn't have the caviar-infused gin.
No, he just... No. Chick, you nailed it. What's it called? Like an aviator or something?
Aviation. Aviation gin. It's on his Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard some people arguing about this caviar-infused gin.
You did?
Oh, really?
It was quite a row.
Get it? Row. Fish eggs. Row.
Crossword
thank you.
People with row.
Is that
R-O-E.
Pronounced row or row in that case?
Row.
Okay, well.
No, there was a row.
Row?
There's a row. I think it's row.
No.
Isn't a row? A fight between two people?
Yeah, that's called as a row.
I can show you on the internet where it's pronounced both.
I don't know. So. Dean, do you know what it is?
Sure,
it's one of those words I've never used, but I've read it a lot.
Well, maybe we'll have one of the junior windbags email.
The junior windbags to say I don't mean to.
I've got to get a certificate. Yeah. Do we still have the Chick McGee certificate of certification?
For the Junior Announcers Club?
Junior
I
Announcers
think
Club?
They might be on the website somewhere if you hunt long enough.
Are they on the new app?
I don't know.
We're not talking about the new app until Monday, please.
So don't look at the new Bob and Tom app till Monday. Why?
Even though it's super cool, don't check it out until Monday.
Okay.
I don't think you can go to it right now, so don't even try.
Christy, you like gin. You like gin, huh?
I like Tanqueray and tonic in the summer. Yeah.
Suck on a pine tree?
I don't like gin, and I don't like tonic. I don't like the taste of either.
Well, then you don't like gin and tonic.
No, I don't.
Is that the one you make with Clamato juice?
No.
Okay, sorry.
That's a Bloody Mary.
No, or a Bloody... It's not called a Bloody Mary. What is that?
Something.
It's called the
Bloody Clam? That would be
non-appealing.
Yeah, nobody... We only serve Bloody Clams.
I was trying to be a little subtle.
Sorry. Well, you brought it up.
The old Bloody Clam.
So, do you make martinis with gin?
If I'm going to drink a martini, I do vodka martinis. I don't
do you get it, well, with caviar, would you get it shaken or sturgeon?
Hey! Oh, all right. Open it up to just fish jokes.
Here we go.
Goldfinger.
It was a James Bond reference.
You know, who was your waiter? Marlon?
Yeah.
No?
Can I get a martuna, please? Thank you.
Martuna.
It says here, row, when meaning a disagreement, rhymes with now.
Oh, okay.
But I like your fish joke.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm in for it. Is fish eggs, is that spelled R-O-E, row?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A solid joke.
Thank you.
Might have been more solid on paper. Next time, write it down. Is this infusion of everything alcoholic? Is this just for bored, eccentric alcoholics?
You mean to tell me you've never gotten a bottle of Chopin vodka, thrown a couple strawberry Jolly Ranchers in there, and drank it 2 days later?
Nope, never done that.
Sounds like fun, I guess, but no, I haven't.
Me either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that what the kids are doing these days?
And I don't
days?
Think I could force down anything with Clamato juice.
Well, nobody's drinking that.
Plus, you get pulled over by the cops. I guess you've got a good excuse. No, officer, I haven't been drinking at all. She is hot. Sorry.
That was disgusting.
Saying.
Somebody's drinking Clamato. It's still on the shelves, isn't it?
Dean does, don't you? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He loves Clamato juice.
Nice fresh taste of liquid clams.
Now in a,
and tomato.
Now in a drink.
Do they call it V8 her? Remember the old, I could have had a V8.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Those were some solid commercials.
Solid joke.
Never got me to drink one, but I... So, I'm sorry. Now, we've had some pretty exciting news stories this morning, I think. Apparently, bats are invading every NBA facility in the country.
What's with all the bats?
Well, one of our junior windbags wrote in and said...
an NBA arena is much like a bat cave.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be in the junior windbag club. And I am... When I was asked to...
We are junior windbags.
When I was asked to become the CEO,
of the
CFO...
Windbag Corporation?
If I was honored.
Windbags?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Across America?
Or, wait till you see our logo.
I can't wait.
This is true. This is, the third NBA game that's been disrupted by bats in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah. And it just keeps on happening.
It's pretty interesting.
Well, that's because they never let them score. Why don't they give them a ball every now and then?
A bat ball? Now, you promised something about the zoo, and what was it again?
Yes, a zoo in Texas will name a cockroach after your ex before feeding the insects to their meerkats. The Quit Bugging Me event will take place at 2:15 in the afternoon on Valentine's Day at the El Paso Zoo. You can submit the names of your ex-partners by direct messaging the zoo's Facebook page. The exhibit will also be decorated with the names before the cockroaches are fed to the mammals.
She's a cockroach.
The event will be streamed online, so you get to even watch.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but aren't you running the risk if you're turning your girlfriend into a cockroach?
Or boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah. Now they're going to survive the nuclear holocaust?
Not if they're eaten by a meerkat.
Well, I mean, maybe if it's irradiated.
Ace, let me ask
you. Can you pay extra to have a wiener fed to a lion, ladies?
Oh, that might be more cathartic for them.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Just we write your name on a wiener.
Chum. Yeah.
Who holds on to grudges like
See,
that?
See, that's what I was just going to ask, Ace, because
you shut
the
up!
Three of you have had what you call legal entanglements or whatever. Yeah. Ace and I,
former
I don't
show
think,
member. Jeff
do you have any ill will towards your ex-girlfriends, Ace?
Here comes a.
I don't.
One.
I don't.
Yeah, one.
Okay, there what? Is one.
I don't have ill will.
Thank you, Ace.
Doesn't really fester, but I didn't like the way it ended.
Okay.
I'll never forget that.
I see.
I don't have any ill will toward
any of
them.
What was the worst part? The burial or the cremation?
Oh, well, Josh, let me show you a few numbers.
But
and I think Tom can join me on this for a couple things, possibly off the air.
There's no I in team, but there is in bankruptcy. Wait a minute. No, there isn't. There's an I do in bankruptcy.
This wouldn't occur to me to ever go somewhere and go, hey, I hate my ex. Let me name a cockroach. And
yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah, no,
that sounds like a day.
As much as I love Hooters wings, it wouldn't occur to me to take a photo of an ex in there and have it be ripped up.
They're so Josh, the wings, they're free.
I just take a random I just take a random picture in there and get their free wings.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or take X's, Ace's X in there. And sorry. Ace's.
I have a picture on my desk.
Have you ever kept the – I ordered like a bunch of frames a month ago, and I still have like 10 or 12 left, and they're just sitting in the closet. But when you get a frame –
there's a picture in there.
There's a picture of like
nice
these
photo.
Random
yeah.
people.
I just put those up.
Why wouldn't you put those? Well, just
that's
put
what
those
Josh
up.
Does when you're single. People walk in. Oh, look! Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely woman
family.
With the dog. Who's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, we can't. You can't stay here too long. My lovely girlfriend might be back any minute.
I only hang those up when the delivery guys show. When the people bringing me my Chinese or my pizza or whatever.
Yeah, they go.
Oh. Well, clearly, see, the family's waiting for dinner.
I was wondering bags. why you wanted 10 spoons.
Well, it's
just for the pudding.
Obviously, honey, it's here. It's calm down.
She's in the shower.
You have in fact done that.
Yes, I have lied while ordering food because I was embarrassed at how much I was getting.
It's poor more guy. Than that. Yeah. Well, and he's ordered food. Well, I've ordered food too, and it arrives, and they just assume that it's for like 18 people.
Oh, dude, I've gotten home with a bag of Taco Bell, and there are 5 sporks in there. Like, oh, they thought this was for a family of 5.
Family feast.
When you call, just say, "We need."
I will. I occasionally.
We keep it. We.
Do you do the fake cover the phone? Do you do the cover the phone thing and go, honey? Did you want the crunchy kind of taco? Okay.
I have done that, and in the drive thru I have said we would like, even though I'm pulling up and nobody's. But I want to make it. I want
to
put it.
You're taking them home. Taking it home to your family, of course.
They don't know that I'm shame eating all of it over the sink.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.